with universal history in 8 volumes, with a view to establishing, as far as may be gathered, Little Russia and the world in proper relation, connecting the two, a quixotic task, surely. A poet, passionate, religious, loving the heroic, we find him constantly impatient and fuming at the lifeless chronicles, which leave him cold as he seeks in vain for what he cannot find. Nowhere, he writes in 1834, can I find anything of the time which ought to be richer than any other in events. Here was a people whose whole existence was passed in activity, and which, even if nature had made it inactive, was compelled to go forward to great affairs and deeds because of its neighbours, its geographic situation, and the constant danger to its existence. If the Crimeans and the Turks had had a literature, I am convinced that no history of an independent nation in Europe would prove so interesting as that of the Cossacks. Again, he complains of the withered chronicles. It is only the wealth of his country's song that encourages him to go on with its history. Too much a visionary and a poet to be an impartial historian, it is hardly astonishing to note the judgment he passes on his own work during that same year, 1834. My history of Little Russia's past is an extraordinarily made thing, and it could not be otherwise. The deeper he goes,